Chapter 31. Tendrils of blue smoke curled through the trees of South Mossflower Wood, wreathing upward from a fire of dead pine cone and fir branches on the rocky ledges of a riverbank. Skipper stirred the contents of a big pot set on a tripod over the flames. He tasted it and waved his rudder.
Swash! Bring more water shrimp! Blecker, chop more uproot and peppers, and sliver some of them scallions in with it.
The two sturdy otter sisters, Swash and Blecker, brought the ingredients to him and watched as he stirred them into the pot of freshwater shrimp and hot root soup. Skipper held out the label to the pair, proud of his cooking prowess.
Sup that and tell me what you think.
They took turns blowing on the ladle's contents and sipping.
That's the stuff, Skip. It'd melt moss off in a boulder.
Aye, only you can make shrimp nut root soup like that, Skip.
Skipper chuckled.
Don't tell your ma that.
Dana was still unconscious. He lay strapped to the litter, scarcely breathing, and woefully thin and pale-looking. Swash mopped his fevered forehead with some moss she had dipped in the river. His muzzle was hot and dry to the touch.
Skip, this poor fella ain't eaten in 3 days now. Do you think we should try and feed him something?
But Skipper remained adamant, as he had since they left Redwall.
No victuals for Dana. Just a drop of clear water now and again. We got to leave him like that until Rookie sees what's best. I don't want to do the wrong thing by feeding a bad wounded otter. Right then, clear the decks, me buckos. Fill your bowls and wait back by the bend for me. Mind and leave plenty of the soup for the otter fixer. Don't want her in a bad mood.
The crew filled their bowls and took off to await Skipper's return by the river bend. When they had gone, the otter chieftain went to a massive old larch tree. It was long dead, but still standing, its core rotted and eaten away by insects. Standing half a pace off, Skipper swung his rudder and whacked it against the hollow trunk. Whack, whack. Behind him on the riverbank, an incredibly ancient otter materialised from amid the rock ledges. Her fur was totally silver-white, mostly hidden by a heavily ornamented black cloak and hood, sewn with crystal shards, seashells, globules of amber, and small bright polished stones. Her body was bent with age, and she leaned upon an knobbly stick. From beneath the hood of her cloak, she peered out at Skipper. There was not a single tooth in her mouth, but the two eyes that watched him were brighter than her hooped gold earrings. Skipper bowed.
Rocky Gorge, me old friend, it is a pleasure to see ye.
She sucked hard on her gums before replying.
Ah, well, 'tis the young river pup. Did your famine-gobed crew eat up all Rocky's soup?
The otter chieftain helped her courteously up the bank to the pot.
Only the hard, tasteless bits, me old queen. I saved the best for you. Try a taste.
Rookie Garge spooned a ladleful, boiling straight into her mouth and gulped it down. She licked her lips.
Tis a fact. You can make the soup better than myself can. So, well, you never came to see Rocky for naught. What is it that ails you?
Skipper pointed to the still form of Dana.
I fetched this poor beast from the abbey. He took an arrow. See the broken shaft still stuck in his chest? You're the best otter fixer, my old charmer. Can you make Dana better again?